Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program today online, thisweekinamerica.us. It seems like everywhere we look, athletes well past the so-called peak age are not just staying competitive, but dominating. Tom Brady, Serena Williams, LeBron James, Michael Phelps, Roger Federer, just to name a few. It's a new era for older athletes. So what's going on? Well, answers in the new book, Play On, The New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age by journalist Jeff Borcovici. Eliminating the science and strategies behind the biggest story in sports, Jeff spent time with numerous professional and Olympic athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, visiting training camps, hospitals, anti-aging clinics, even trying out the latest cutting-edge training methods and technologies. How sports science, technology, extending the careers of elite older athletes, and what it means for the rest of us. Jeff has been a print journalist for over 15 years, currently the San Francisco Bureau Chief for Inc., covering technology and entrepreneurship. Prior to Inc., he was a senior editor and writer at Forbes, written for The New York Times, GQ, Playboy, Details, Glamour, many others. Numerous TV appearances, CBS Evening News, Today's Show, among them. Author of Play On, The New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age, Jeff Borcovici, with us on This Week in America. Jeff, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
This is a fascinating book, and it starts off with a little bit of background here. When you started paying attention to the way athletes are aging, when you started playing league soccer in your early 30s, and you realized you're injured more, and it's taking you longer to get back into shape.
Yeah, that was pretty much the story, and that's, you know, the story I think is familiar to a lot of people.
Yes.
who have tried to pursue sports in any kind of serious way. Once you're on the other side of 30, for me, I kept getting injured. I was playing, you know, two or three times a week, and really enjoying focusing on improving my performance. But my body just kept getting in the way, to the point that I suffered a pretty catastrophic injury to my back that I needed emergency surgery for, and I had to take a long time off. And it was kind of when I was recuperating that I had this. I just started paying a lot of attention to this phenomenon in the sports world that you just laid out, of all of these athletes having these amazing late career performances, and there was some information floating around. You know, you would hear a snippet of this guy is on a new diet that he says turning around his performance. You know, this athlete is getting some kind of new experimental treatment for knee cartilage in Germany, and I'm reading all of these things and saying, well, you know, what's true here? You know, what's based on real science? What's a bunch of hype or voodoo? And of the stuff that's real, what is available to somebody, you know, an average person like me who doesn't have the resources of a professional athlete?
You know, it's amazing how open many people were in talking to you about this. And you start in the introduction of the book. You're at a 31,000 square foot, $10 million state-of-the-art training and wellness facility called Exos. Talk about that, because this really is a gathering point for a lot of athletes as they're about to getting in preparation for the new season to begin.
Yeah, that's what was happening when I was at, during my visit. It was Exos, it was their flagship clinic in Phoenix. They have a chain of them all around the country, and it was just a couple weeks before the start of the NFL season, so there were a bunch of pretty famous NFL players going through a workout when I was there. There was LeSean McCoy was there, Colin Kaepernick. This was when he was still in the league, and he was just he lifted every single piece of metal in the gym multiple times. I think that guy was a real workout freak. So that was really valuable, getting some, you know, up close insight to seeing how these players trained, and it was not necessarily what I expected in a lot of ways either. It was you know, I really got a sense of, you know, there's this, as a consumer of sports media, there's this image that's peddled of how athletes work out that's all about kind of unrelenting intensity and, you know, drops of sweat flying off them and, you know, screaming at the weights as they lift
them.
But for these pros, it's much more about precision and quality of movement, and, you know, they're very deliberate in everything they do.
In the book, you talk a lot about the new training paradigms, and one concept you talk about is the accumulation of fatigue, called the greatest threat to athletes' health and performance. Talk about that. There are really innovative ways that trainers, athletes, medical doctors are looking at this whole process. Like you say, the way we did this 10, 15 years ago, that's dramatically changed.
Exactly, and I think it is an appreciation for the effects of fatigue on an athlete's performance, on an athlete's injury risk, and therefore on an athlete's career longevity. That has really been the big difference in thinking about athletic conditioning over that period of time, and that is probably more than any other one single factor responsible for this longevity boom that we're seeing. And the higher, the better performances of athletes later in their careers. Basically, you know, it's been very well understood for a long time that that fatigue, you know, that you have to manage your fatigue to achieve performance. That's called periodization is the technical name for a structured training program that allows for athletes to sort of break down their bodies, but then build them up to a higher level over a period of time. The problem is it's been very difficult in certain sports to apply that model. You know, you have something like the NBA where, you know, they're playing 82 games a year and then the playoffs and it goes for 9 months a year. You know, there's not really a chance that athletes have to rest and recover in that period of time. So basically, before about 15 years ago, that just wasn't happening. What you were seeing, the common approach to this in sports was, okay, these guys are gonna challenge, you know, their bodies are really gonna be challenged and broken down during the season. So that means what we need to do during the preseason is just work them that much harder,
yes.
Break them down so much that anything that happens subsequently, you know, their bodies are prepared for. Well, that turns out to have been a terrible approach, And about 15 years ago is when Greg Popovich, the coach of the Spurs, started saying, hey, maybe what we actually need to do is give them more of a chance to rest and recover. You know, even if a player is not injured, even if they're not, you know, driven into the ground, we should give them, build in some extra breaks for them during the season. So he starts resting his healthy players. It's wildly controversial at the time. I mean, the league was fining him tens of thousands of dollars at a time for doing this because they thought it was, you know, depriving the fans of the players they were paying to see. But it was so immensely successful in terms of bringing down the team's injury rate, bringing up their win rate, and especially allowing them to do all this with players that were with the oldest roster in the league season after season. It just couldn't be ignored. So now every NBA team copies this, and you're starting to see it spreading in other sports. You know, look at the way that Roger Federer now takes off the entire play season to recover so that he can compete better at Wimbledon. That's the new paradigm that I'm talking about.
The book we're talking about is Play On, the New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age. Jeff Berkovici, our guest on the program today, the author. The book is available wherever books are sold. If you go to the website thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. Jeff's last name is Berkovici. You get the books available, like I say, wherever books are sold. It's interesting when you look at this, the whole concept here of what the athletes are doing and doing differently. You talk about chunking. Talk about the importance of that, and processing speed is so important.
Yeah, chunking is a term that in cognitive neuroscience, basically it means it refers to the way that that brains group together different related pieces of information for faster processing. So, you know, if you look at a word, somebody who knows how to read looks at a word. You don't see the individual letters; you see the word. In a very similar way, an athlete who has enough experience in their sport, they perceive patterns rather than the individual components of those patterns. So, you know, if I'm a batter in baseball, and I see a second baseman start shifting over towards second base, I know that defense is probably playing the shift. Without having to look all over the field, I know where everybody is now lining up and how I want to play the next pitch. That chunking is something that happens through experience. The more experience you have in your sport, the more your brain is able to chunk these patterns together, and it produces much faster reaction time. So where you see this the most clearly is in a sport like football, you know, the more complexity there is in the sport, the more choking matters. In football, the job of a quarterback in football is probably the most complex one in any major sport. So it's no coincidence that over the last couple decades, as NFL playbooks have gotten thicker and thicker and, you know, more and more complex, more receivers out there in the pattern, you've seen this amazing upward trend in the age of quarterbacks who make the playoffs. It's something like two-thirds of all of the quarterbacks who have ever reached the preseason after older than age 34 in the NFL has happened in the last 8 years. That's how powerful this effect is.
Yeah, and you wonder why somebody like Tom Brady continues to be effective and really showing no signs of slowing down. It goes back to the mind and being able to analyze the situation and the better to stay out of injury situations, obviously.
Yeah, there's a coach that I love. His name's James Golanis, and he's the personal coach for Carly Lloyd, probably the best women's soccer player in the world over the last few years. And he said, quick minds beat quick feet. And that's really true. And it's what you just alluded to about it also helping to keep athletes healthy is really interesting. There's some new science around that, some new research that does suggest that faster cognitive processing actually allows athletes' bodies to react to situations, react to unpredictable situations in ways that prepare them fast enough to avoid injuries. Basically, your mental reaction time isn't fast enough to protect your body from something, from an oncoming impact that it doesn't expect. You need to have that kind of unconscious reaction that comes from mental chunking, basically. So if you look at someone like Tom Brady, who has been amazingly resilient to injury, you know, he's only had one or two injuries that have cost him games over the course of his career. When people say, how is it that Tom Brady is able to stay healthy for so many years, part of the answer actually seems to be because he's been playing football for so many years, which is totally counterintuitive.
Exactly. That's what's so fascinating with the book Play On. And it's interesting, as you're reading, you understand that actually age can be a competitive advantage, can it?
In a ton of ways, that aren't obvious. And of course, a lot of them have to do with mental performance. For instance, there's some fairly new research that has to do with emotional regulation in sports. So, emotional regulation is really important because excess, what psychologists would call arousal, basically, you know, intense emotion, is linked to things like choking or, what they call the yips in golf. A player who's an amazing free throw shooter, he seizes up and throws an air ball. We see a lot of that kind of thing in younger athletes, especially in a sport like tennis. Look at so many of the greats who had to struggle to overcome these kind of epic meltdowns on the court when they were in their early 20s. So the evidence is that as an athlete gets older, they experience fewer and less intense unwanted emotions of the kind that interfere with performance. That's the kind of advantage that now that athletes are able to stay healthier longer, you're seeing those mental advantages be more determinative in the sports outcomes.
Another factor with science, when they do get hurt, talk about the surgical techniques now available, literally light years of where they were even just a few years ago. So you've got some injury that used to maybe be season ending. You'd be out for months. Now they're back a lot quicker.
They're back faster from every injury. I mean, if you're talking about rehab protocols or what are often called return to play protocols, those are much faster than they used to be for a number of reasons. But one of the really interesting reasons has to do with what doctors call biologics. These are therapies like PRP, platelet rich plasma therapy. Stem cell therapies that use stem cells to regrow tissues like cartilage. That's one of the most interesting frontiers and one that could make a huge difference in the next 10 years. I mean, there's even research going on into being able to 3D print new cartilage directly into a joint. The cartilage wearing down is one of the biggest physical factors that really limits the age of an athlete's career, because cartilage is a tissue that unlike something like muscle, or bone, cartilage doesn't really heal very well. It doesn't regrow very well. But ironically, it's the same properties of cartilage that make it so bad at healing that make it relatively easy to 3D print. So that's something that could change athletes' futures dramatically. But even something like in surgery, you know, if you look at where ACL repair has come over the last 30 years, you know, an athlete like Adrian Peterson, if he had torn his ACL a generation ago, he probably would never have regained the same peak in his career, much less would he have had his best season ever 9 months after a catastrophic injury to his knee. I mean, that's progress.
You're listening to This Week in America, online thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about the new book, Play On, The New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age. The author, Jeff Bercovici, with us on This Week in America. And we're back right after these messages. We're back This Week in America, talking about the new book, Play On, The New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age. Jeff Bercovici is the author of the book, a fascinating discussion. Let's talk a little, well, in fact, we've been talking about all the science and technology. I haven't even mentioned steroids. And for skeptics, when they see somebody playing a little bit longer than their career normally would have gone, they start saying, okay, steroids are involved. As athletes are finding out there are other ways to prolong your career rather than steroids, will we see less and less steroid use in sports?
I mean, obviously, I don't think steroids will ever go away.
Yes.
And if anything, as the financial rewards of sports have gotten larger, there's probably more incentive to do not just steroids, but you know, anything illegal that conveys an advantage. However, I do think this changed training paradigm that we were talking about, the idea that faster, higher, stronger isn't necessarily the way to win in a lot of sports, you know, that more isn't better, that there's no such thing as fitness without freshness. I think that changes the equation for a lot of athletes, where, you know, if the trend that sports were on a few years ago, that everybody needs to look like this kind of jacked up superhero. You know, I mean, look at the NBA. Everybody was putting on muscle, packing on as much muscle as they could for 20 years. Now, the trend in the NBA is actually the players are dropping muscle because they say it makes them quicker. You know, being a little lighter means that there's less impact on their joints when they're jumping. I think that's a very promising trend that's probably causing athletes to feel less like they need additional help from steroids.
It's interesting, everyday athletes, and you mentioned that in the beginning of the program, weekend warriors, we don't have access to the best coaches, surgeons, nutritionists out there. We do have access to the book Play On, which would give us some motivation to continue doing that. Can athletic longevity, is that a skill that can be taught, that we can all learn from?
Yes. I'm going to give a qualified yes.
Yes.
There are some genetic factors that determine I shouldn't say determine, but that certainly influence how long an athlete's career is. You know, they're all the common sports injuries. Many of them have a genetic susceptibility that you can now find out thanks to cheap and popular DNA tests. However, there do seem to be certain skills, you know, that also influence how long an athlete can last. One of the most interesting areas here has to do with movement science. There are a number of tech companies now that have different systems that are measuring an athlete's movement through things like 3D motion capture, which is a technology used to create video games, I mean computer animation, or by having them jump off of force plates that measure the force that they put into the ground, or through other means, and they're analyzing it with machine learning algorithms to try to find patterns in movement that are that correlate to or that seem to cause injuries, and then they train the athletes to fix those movement patterns. Now, this is a science that is, I would say, in its infancy. It's early enough that these companies' methodologies sort of don't necessarily agree with one another, and there's a certain amount of dispute over what the findings really mean. But as this technology matures, it in theory theory, should be possible in the next few years for people who are injury prone to avoid, you know, in sort of a Minority Report style, to avoid injuries that that otherwise they would have had, and thereby, you know, save themselves. Save themselves a lot of playing time, yes, but also prolong their careers.
Now, in the book Play On, you say what's most exciting is not the gee whiz gadgetry or medical miracles just over the horizon, and we've talked about those, and it's going to be exciting. But you say it's the knowledge that we can harness today. Were you awestruck, maybe surprised, when you started doing the research and realized what is out there? When we see someone playing again longer than we expect them to, there are really scientific reasons why that's happening, and it's exciting to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was excited. I personally, when I started this journey, which was almost 5 years ago, that I got interested in this topic and started researching it intensively, I thought that it was going to be a lot of these sort of gee whiz technologies.
Yes.
You know, I was reading about Kobe Bryant flying to Germany to get this secret treatment on his knee, and these clinics that supposedly had top secret methods they wouldn't talk about. The real story that I found was that well that stuff exists and probably in the way of all advances in science and medicine will filter down to the general population in the next few years. There's so much that athletes are doing now that plays such a big role in extending their longevity and their health that is available to anyone. I mean, something as simple as this wonderful sports science researcher named Trent Stellingworth from Canada. He said the most common mistake that athletes make, and this is both elite athletes and ordinary recreational athletes, is they work out wrong. They work out too easy on their hard days and too hard on their easy days, and because of that, they're both limiting their top end performance, and then they're also building up this fatigue from recovery workouts, which should really be all about recovery. So that's something that anyone can fix. You just take a look at your training program and you structure it a little differently. That's something that the first thing I did when I got home, and it makes a huge difference. That's the kind of thing that I think is really exciting because it's so accessible.
I got about 30 seconds, a minute left in the program, and not nearly enough time to talk about this. But basically, career-ending injuries, are we getting to the point where they can be predicted and possibly avoided?
I think that point is still a few years away. I mean, there are unexpected things happen. Sports involve high impact scenarios, but we're definitely getting closer to it, and teams are willing to pay a lot of money for those kinds of predictions. So I think we're going to see that science advance pretty fast.
The book we're talking about is Play On, The New Science of Elite Performance at Any Age. Jeff Bercovici is our guest on the program, the author. That's Bercovici. The book's available wherever books are sold. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon. You can link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jeff, a fascinating book. Great to have you with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Love the conversation.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.